in your area. His name's David. David, here's Mr. Greg, the owner of Crow Queen.
Yeah.
David? Here's Mr. Greg from Crow Queen. You hear me, David? Oh, Mr. Greg, hold on just a second. Just taking a few more seconds. But one more thing here. Do you already have a website that you use?
I do.
Or am I doing something? Oh, okay. You do have, okay.
I have a website.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, hello, David. Are you with us right now?
Yeah, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Hi, Greg. Thank you for holding. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing fantastic. We appreciate you for asking, Greg. So, let's go ahead and see what we have in store for you now. I have your business, Pro Clean, based out of 030079. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll be home base for the business. Now, this listing, it does have up to 50 miles, okay, where you can get a first page placement on Google whenever customers search using those keywords, terms, and phrases. Now, do you have any questions for me aside from pricing right now, Greg?
Personally, 50 miles is kind of further than I need to go.
And that's okay, right? So what we'll do is we'll trim it down using geofencing. The listing itself can cover up to the 50 miles. Now, if you stay closer to home, we'll use that geofencing. We can trim out your service area however you'd like to fill. Basically, you'd be claiming your territory for the areas, right? So that way, whenever you're searched inside of that local area, you're able to be found. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your service area looking like? I mean, typically about how far are you traveling in terms of miles?
Yeah, maybe around 20 or so miles. I mean, because you go back and, you know, that's 40 miles back and forth, you know, so I don't really want to go too far outside that. So if you can do that, I can give you, if you go by towns, I can give you towns that I'd like to do business in and be rated at a higher, you know, at the top. That would be probably better than doing miles, but.
And an actual mile. No, for sure. And as we get more particular, we definitely get into like cities and stuff. So let me know, what cities are you, do you like to cover?
Like Salem, Methuen, Mass, Atkinson, New Hampshire, Pelham, Plaistow, Andover, North Andover. And I can kind of look at a map and then pop out a bunch of, you know, Haverhill. So.
Gotcha. Okay. So I put these down for you. So yeah, these areas here, I'm on the map right now. They're definitely covered within the service radius, right? So we'll trim out that service area for us and get you listed there. Now, here's how it works, okay? You don't just get Google. You'll also get Bing, which, of course, will handle all the initial content creation, as well as Apple Maps. So on all the Apple networks, you would be found on that first page placement key as long as they're searching inside the service area. Now, when it comes to Apple, you'll also get Siri the voice search and Amazon's Alexa's voice search, which means you'll be discoverable from both. Okay, now this is unlimited clicks and calls right off that first page. Let me see what I got. 03079. I'm just applying a couple of discount codes here. That's why Michael brought me on, so I can get those placed for you. I'm going to send you out our pricing page. Okay, that way you can kind of see the packages, the details, what we have in store for you. If you have any questions, I'll go over it. But this one with your discount codes here, normally it's just $5.99 a month. With yours, it comes down to just $299. That's with everything included. Okay, that's the entire service radius. That's your first page placement. That's going to be Apple, also Yelp, as well as some social media hosting. Do you currently have a Facebook business profile?
I do have a Facebook, but I never really did much with it, so.
Okay, yeah, and no worries, right? So, yeah, we're data service providers for Google and Meta. Right. So what we do with the social media profiles, we use retargeted ads. Right. So as long as you just have one open that you're the owner, you promote us as manager, right? We're going to go in and you'll notice all month long as part of that $299, you're going to get about 200 to 250 ads every month. Now you'll notice we're going to be marketing towards your peak service hours and your peak services. But whenever anybody's going, say, into the marketplace and looking for even materials for what you do, or services with the keywords, if they begin to scroll on their timeline, your flyer shows up, right? I'm pretty sure if you have a personal Facebook, you've been seeing those customized ads yourself for things you've been looking for, am I right?
I'm not really a Facebook guy personally, but so I know I'm not. I know my friends give me shit. You should be on, and I'm like, yeah, all right. I have a lot of time.
It does compound time, right? I mean, as far as the service itself, I mean, Facebook converts at the highest rate versus any other social media. And that's just for the simple fact of the demographic of the user, right? So mostly an older audience,
yeah.
You know, homeowners, things like that versus other social medias, right? So I see here you got a website on your ProClean service. Who's hosting that for you?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
I didn't
your
know
website?
What
you just said.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So the website that you have up, who hosts that for you?
This company, Community Values, I think it is the name of the company.
Gotcha. And they're doing just the website, or are they doing any SEO service for you? Are they working with
they did do, he said, oh, I can do, you know, some of the SEO stuff for you. And so I said, okay, now let's see who you can do, you know. And he said, if I'm in the top five, then I'll charge you. If I'm not, I won't. And then he started charging me, saying I was in the top five. And I looked him up, each town that I had given him. And I started going through it. I'm like, you know, some of these are 18. Yeah, but the search that we do says that you're number seven. I'm like, yeah, but when I look at, and then I count down, I said, I'm 14. Nobody looks at 14. I'm sorry. My view is people look at the first three maybe, you know, and then the first, like Google or those, the first couple of are ads generally, depending upon, you know, what you're Googling, you know. So, you know, if you're not in the first three or four, I don't think people look much beyond that. I don't know if people look and realize that the first few are ads. And some of those have nothing to do with what they're Googling for. It's just, you know, the algorithm they figured out and they get to pop up all over the place. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Yes, I do. Absolutely.
I'm not trying to be negative about this, but.
No.
I'm
not negative at all. You're not being negative at all. You're being honest, right? So these are facts, what you're saying. I mean, 90% of all searches start and stop right there on the first page within the first top three to four companies, because that's all that fits, right? So you're definitely right. Now, when it comes down to the very top of the page like that, ad section that you were talking about, it's not a pay-per-click campaign that these businesses are running, okay? That's a very strategic pay-per-lead program that Google, it's their newest program that's out there, right? It's become known as the gold standard for the small to medium-sized businesses. Have you ever heard of Google Verified and how that works?
No, I'm not
okay.
So familiar with it.
All right, so I'll go through it real quick and put it in a nutshell for you. Now, basically, you have a very strong business profile. You're starting off well, 13 reviews, 4.7 stars, right? So your business is now showing as pre-qualified for Google Verified because you're a good reputation, right? Now, like Cornerstone Cleaning, if you were to do the search, you'll find them at the very top, 1,300 stars. This is how they find their customers. Okay, so when you click on their profile, you're going to notice a couple things that are different. You'll see a blue badge that says verified. Then you're going to see bullet points under it that says pass background check, has licensing. Basically, they're building those three levels of trust with the client, right? Now, what Google's doing is pairing this business with one client, and then they route that client directly to Cornerstone Cleaning Services through the form of a phone call, right? So when the phone call comes in, what the client hears is you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractor. They then receive the phone call, right? Now, once you receive it, the call starts getting analyzed by AI. If, in fact, you do speak with the client, they're in your service area, and you successfully gain an appointment with them, which means you do not reject the lead, and it's something you're willing to offer and they'll take care of, then your budget would be charged at the rate of $36 for that qualified lead, right? And that's how they get to the very top of every page of where they want to be. Because as soon as you set your budget and you click on in the dashboard, which we give you access to all that, you automatically go to the top of the page in that area. And then Google will pair you with those clients, right? Now, it's going to be for a set number of leads because your budget's going to cover you for so much. The minimum Google will ask for will be 13 leads, right, for a new company coming on. Now, 13 lead budget, it's at $468. That's at $36 for the qualified lead. Is all that kind of making sense?
$400 and how much for what period of time? For the 13 weeks?
for 13 leads. That's right. Now, the period of time, it's not like it renews every month automatically. It's how you use your leads, okay? Because with this program, you're going to have plenty of ways to get leads from other areas, right? Because with Google Verified, the monthly reoccurring rate, it goes down to 249, right? But all those services that we asked you about, that I went over with you, those all come in at unlimited clicks and calls. So when they're finding you through social media, when they're finding you on Apple, Siri, Alexa, Yelp, all these other areas, you never charge for those calls, right? But once they go through Google Verified, Google sends you that customer. So say you get through an area where you're slowing down a little bit. You need to fill out some holes. You open your dashboard, click start. You have your budget there so you can draw from the budget. Once you start drawing, you fill out your holes, you go back in and you pause it. So just based on how you're burning through the leads is how you're going to re-up. Once you use about 7 of those leads, Google will send you an email and a text message to let you know that your budget is running a little bit low, right? So basically, you just re-up at that point. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes. Dave, I'm sorry. I just pulled up to a job I'm going to go into. Can you give me a call back at, say, 12 o'clock and we can continue to talk?
Absolutely, Greg. Not a problem.
Can I give you my cell phone number?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll put your cell number here, and then I'll tell you what. If you give me a good email address for you, I'll email you a full proposal. That way, when we get back on the line, you have everything you need.
Okay. My proclean@comcast.net.
Okay, proclean@comcast.net.
All right, so I don't cut you off again. Why don't we talk tomorrow morning, say 11 o'clock? Because I'm really interested in what you're telling me. I'm learning a lot just by our small conversation here, and I am interested in this. So this way tonight, I have a bunch of shit going on today. I can look at
right?
Tonight, and then I can talk to you intelligently, and I'll have that paperwork that you sent me so that, you know. So do you want to do that? I'll put in my book right now, 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then we can talk. And
okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me raise this.
See what we get.
If I don't put it in my book, I will forget.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I got to put down reminders.
Okay, so. Okay, so 11 o'clock, dude. 11 o'clock. Dave. What's the name of your company again?
We're Splash. Local Splash. Yeah. So I don't know if you're on office phone or cell phone, but I text you out our actual website with our pricing page. So if you want to do any research there, you'll be able to. Also in the email, there'll be some hyperlinks. There'll be a lot of cool things you can check out about us. We're A+ Better Business Bureau rated. So super happy to be able to help you.
Okay. So I put you in for 11. So give me a call tomorrow at 11 and we'll talk.
Okay, and you want to call to this phone, or did you want on your cell phone?
Call me on my 978 number. Is that the number you called on?
No, I got you at 866-925-3268.
Yeah. Let me give you a cell. 978-807-9084.
Okay, very well. All right, Mr. Greg, well, I definitely appreciate the time this morning, and I'll get your information out to you, and then we'll... reconvene tomorrow, then.
Okay, I look forward to talking to you some more. Yep.
Absolutely, Greg. Have a good one. Yes, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.